parables, the greatest story ever told. Today we're going to look at this one. The parable of the rich, say it with me, fool. Now we ain't talking the rich young ruler, we're talking the rich fool. Alright? Let's look at it. Going to go to Luke 12. I'm going to read it and say just a few things as I walk through it. This one is not that hard to understand. Some of the parables, Jesus spoke in parables. Did he speak in parables to confuse his followers? Yes or no? No. But he did speak in parables so that if you didn't want to understand, you wouldn't. If you want to criticize, well, you just make fun of his stories. But if you want to dig deep, if you want to know some real principles of life, then you'll listen to him and you're going to get something. And he painted pictures so that you could understand. People say, I don't understand the Bible. Well, let's try this one. Let's see if you can understand this one. Let's see if that dog will hunt. I don't believe it will. Here we go. And Jesus spoke a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain what? Rich man. Now help me now. The ground of a certain what? Rich man brought forth how much? Plentifully. That's a lot. Now so far, do you understand? Yes or no? Okay, yeah, I'm cool too. And I'm from the country. Here we go. And he thought within himself, the rich man thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room to bestow my fruits. Now, this isn't necessarily a bad thing. I mean, don't we need to sometimes in our businesses plan? Yes or no? Hey, man, I'm full up. I need me another building. I need to do something else. Good. That's not a bad thing. But this is what he said. This will what? Notice this. This will I do. I will pull down my barns. Is that how you look at your life? The things that you have? My. Is that how you do it? Do you give God any credit for who you are and what you have in life and where you live? Did you think you before the beginning of time, told somebody to have you born in America? Did you say that? Yes or no? What makes you different than somebody in Africa who has nothing but rice and they got a big old smile on their face because they got something to eat? But you bellyache and whine. And I do the same thing. Horrible. My. I think it's more about him, don't you? Yes or no? Sure it is. This will I do. I will pull down my barns. I'll build greater barns. And you know, the only part I have a problem with this is just the my stuff going on through here. But I mean, but still, somebody's got to make a decision, right? Yes or no? So he's making some decisions. And I'll build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and all my goods. But it's just something. I'm hearing something here. I'm hearing, my. I'll bestow my, and I'll keep my, and it's about me. And are y'all hearing that? Yes or no? Is that just me making too much out of it? No, I think that's what happens. How many, we don't have any problem with being selfish? I mean, we got that pretty good. Do we know how to do that? Oh, yeah. My, me, yeah, baby, yeah. And I will say to my soul, uh-oh. He sounded like he's in charge of everything. I'll say to my soul, soul? How many used to watch Soul Train years ago? Soul, here we go. Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. And this is where the problem comes. It's already been a problem. My soul. Listen to me, soul. There's a little something going on there that I don't like. Take thine ease. Eat, drink, and be what? Merry. I hate to tell some of you retired folk that maybe you've just moved here. You could die today. How would you say that, Clark? Because I've done many funerals for all ages. I've been here for 30 years. I buried more people in Inglewood than anybody. You listening? Today matters. It's okay to plan. It's okay to retire. Sure it is. You've worked hard. I understand that. But to just come and say, I'm going to take it easy, eat, drink, and be merry. It's all about my, me, oh, look at this. Are you kidding me? Say. Hey, if that's your attitude, I might go ahead and just pray for you. God, go ahead and call you on home. Unless you want to serve him. You listening or not? That's sort of what I'm getting out of this. Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. It's all about you now. It's all about you, baby. look at you. This is Jesus telling the story. And God said unto him, oh, somebody else is talking to his soul. He ain't the only one doing the soul talking, right? Say, God said unto him, thou what? Say it with me. Fool! See, I'm not the only one with a problem in the story here. Look at what I've done, baby. Listen, soul, take it easy, eat, drink, and be merry. God said unto him, thou fool! Say it with me. This night, so me saying Sunday was not out of line. This night, thy soul shall be required of thee. Then say that last part with me. Then whose shall those things be? Which who? Which who? Which you provided. You get it? Yes or no? Is this a hard parable to understand? Did God bless the man and give him what he had? Yes or no? Sure he did. Was God sort of like being a little funny here when he said, then whose are those things which thou hast provided? It took me a while to give to God's work. I was stingy. My mother called me stingy as a kid. We were poor as dirt. That's how I grew up. Lots of people that are poor as dirt, we come to know Jesus finally. When we do, we're stingy. Because we never had anything. And once we get it, we hold on to it. You understand? Now, some good lessons I learned out of being poor. Learned how to get money, how to save money. I learned how to still bend over and pick up a penny or something like that on the road. I still do it. And it don't have to be on heads or tails. I'll take either one of them. Amen? No good luck, nothing. No, it's good luck because I just got me another penny is what I just did. Amen. I'm telling you. No, but I grew up stingy. We had a garden. Had no money. And I was the last kid at home, and Mama drank everything. And now we're Christians, but we have no money. The man she's hooked up with is gone, and he's off running around. And we'd work in that garden, and we grew okra. I met somebody the other day who didn't know what okra was. Is there anybody in the building that doesn't know what okra is? Can I see your hand? You don't know what okra is? Please, you know what okra is. Don't tell me that. So we grew okra in our garden. And Mama would call me stingy because she would go and sell it at the bank to the bank tellers, to the people at the hardware store, because we had that kind of small little community. And she had always put way more in that bag, like a peck. You know what a peck is? You got your bushel, got your pecks and stuff like that. Well, she'd pack that bag full. It was a peck and a half. She'd shove that thing full. And I'd go, Mama, I mean, what are you doing? The bag won't even shut. And she already gave him a knock-em-sock-em price, awesome deal. And I would say, Mama, we could sell that. And she would look at me and say, you are stingy. And then I went off to Bible school and started my family. And was in church, and church asked you for an offering. And I was like, my gosh, I already give my life. You want my money too? You're trying to kill me here. And I'm the preacher. Isn't that terrible? But over time, I learned that it's not mine. And as I get older and hard times come, family struggles, the murder of my mother, different things, I realize this doesn't mean a whole lot. You understand, yes or no? He's the one that's blessed me. I'm from Rockingham. I can always remember where I'm from, Rockingham. Amen? He blessed me. That's what this is talking about. Which you provided. Are you kidding me? So is he that lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward who? God. That's our goal, church. Be rich toward him. And he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. He goes on now to explain and talk to them. What you going to eat? Neither for the body. What you going to put on? So much of our life is filled with where I'm going to eat and what I'm going to buy next for me. The life is more than meat. The body is more than clothes. Consider the ravens. Lift up your head, fool. They don't sow nor reap. They don't have a storehouse in their barn. But God does what? He feeds them. How much more are you better than birds? Say that with me. How much more are you better than birds? See, for you that don't read the Bible, you don't even know God. You don't even know this in the book. How much more are you better than birds? Every time you see a bird, you can go out and go, wow, I'm better than you, Jack. Isn't that great? That's the Word of God, man. Get in the book. And which of you, by taking thought and worrying about your mess, can add to his stature one cubit? You just go home today and see if you can just worry yourself into growing 18 inches. Just try it. If you then be not able to do that thing which is least, why are you taking thought for the rest? Say, if you're not responsible for you getting on this planet and you taking your breath, if you're not responsible for you doing that, where do you get off in thinking you're responsible for the good things in your life? Does that make sense? Yes or no? When you struggle now with that issue of selfishness, just do this. Here's your exercise. And just look up at God and say, you know what? I did that. You didn't help me do that at all. I doubt you'll do that. Then don't take credit for the rest. Amen. Yes or no? One thing I say around Fellowship Church, God, we're going to give you all the what? All the credit. Amen. Why are we building a building debt-free? A, I don't want to get credit from a bank. That's number one. But also, I don't want to take credit from God. If I'm going to have credit with anybody, I want the credit to be with God. Amen? I'm going to give him the credit. Consider the lilies. Oh, I love flowers. Especially this time of the year, Colorado flower, beautiful. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not. They spin not. Yet I say unto you that Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these lilies. Amen? You have all the riches in the world. And Solomon was the richest man who ever lived. And the wisest became a stupid idiot. Is that correct? Yes or no? Sure he did. But that little lily didn't. Lilies don't take credit. They just give off glory. Amen. Come on. If then God so clothed the grass which is today in the field and tomorrow is cast into the oven, burned up, how much more will he clothe you? Oh, you of little what? What does God require out of his children? One thing does God require out of you. What is it? Faith. Say it with me. What does he require of you? Faith. God says, without faith, it's impossible to please me. For you must believe that I am. And that I'm a rewarder of those who diligently seek me. Hebrews 11:6. You cannot please God without faith. Well, I gave some money at the church house. Big deal. You're not pleasing God. He call you like that. You hearing me? Yes or no? Come on. He wants you to believe in him. I love it when I go out to eat. I love to pray. Not because I'm some spiritual giant. I'm not. I'm the weakest one in the room half the time. I love to pray because I love to eat. I've never prayed somebody come over and look down on me. I'll be honest. Somebody come over and look down and start saying something to me when I pray, I'd probably get a knock of snot out of them right in the mouth. Isn't that ugly? You kidding me? I go to Mama's and you think I don't thank God for that Philly steak sandwich? Have you lost your mind? And we go to Farlow's Lodge and what do we thank God for? Then what kind of wings? Jerk wings, baby. Why wouldn't we? Amen? Thank God, man. Thank God. Oh, ye of little faith, and seek not what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink. Neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after. Everybody, the lost people do all that. What difference are you? You're supposed to be a light. You're supposed to be a city set on a hill. And your Father knows all that you have need of. He knows all that. And this is, you can find this in Matthew 6:33 as well. But rather seek ye the kingdom of what? God, and these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33 says it this way. But seek ye first, say it with me if you know it, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Same verse, Luke telling it, just a smidgen different. I love this. Say this verse with me. What an awesome verse. Say it with me. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Have that one more time on that verse right there. Come on. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Can you imagine how ticked off God must be when He's blessed you and me? And we go, me, baby. And then we start talking to our soul like we're in charge of it.
Soul.
And we start making plans like we're going to be here forever. God calls you and me when we do that. He doesn't mince any words. He calls you and me a what? A fool. You ready to roll? Got some other things. We're going to close out quick with some thoughts. God has promised to provide for you if you only leave it up to Him. Keep rolling, Raj. Are you willing to give it up for Him? What if today was your last day on this earth? What if today was your last day on planet earth? Proverbs says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. James says, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? Say it with me. It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. What you've stored up, saved up, and used up make a difference for God's work? Let's say that again. Would what you've stored up, saved up, and used up make a difference for God's work? You're going to see Him one day. And you have a chance to make a difference right where you live in a community. Amen? And most of us can make a big difference, and we still have some left. But the economy. You think the economy is messing God over, yes or no? Say. You think He's still in charge, yes or no? My hope isn't in Obama's new job plan. I'll tell you that right now. Excuse me. My hope isn't in Congress. They're pitiful. All of them are, as far as I'm concerned. You can quote me on it. Okay? I'd raise money for all the congressmen, $100 a head, if I could send them Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University course. I would. 535 times 100, we'll raise the money and send it to them if they'll sit there in Congress instead of taking off. Only worked 125 days so far this year. You can do the thing in 2 days. Wouldn't that be a good plan? My confidence isn't there. My confidence is in Him. You hearing me? Are you storing up your gifts, your abilities, your surplus for something else? What is it? What is it, soul? You're in charge of your soul. Soul, this is me, soul. What are you doing with your life? What if you knew that tonight, your soul would be required of you? Would you have made a different offering in the plate as it passed a little bit ago? And I'm not trying to be ugly. This is for me, man. I'm the stingy one in the group, not you. Do you hear me, though? Isn't this good? Isn't this good? Say, do y'all like to come and just me pat you on the head, or sometimes you get something? Amen. It's good stuff. Where would you go? What about your sins? What about your priorities? If tonight was it, what about the debts you owe? What about your pride? What would you like to say to friends and family? What about your attitude? What about your religion? What would you change? Would you be ready to meet God? What about your relationships? Let's do it again. Where would you go if tonight was tonight? Where would you go? What about God? What about your sin? What would you change? Where would you go if tonight? What about God? What about your sin? Well, what would you change? Where would you go? What about God? What about your sin? What would you change? Come on, I know I'm driving you crazy. Where would you go? What about God? What about your sins? What would you change? Where would you go? What about God? What about your sin? What would you change? If He said tonight, your soul's required of you. What if today was your last day on earth? Are you going to be like the rich fool? Or do you want to be used as God's what? What you want, fool or tool? Say it with me. What you want, fool or tool? One more time. What you want, fool or tool? One more time. I know, it's crazy talk. Here we go. What you want, fool? A tool. You give me a tool any day. I can take an old tool. It's all beat up. Hammer don't look good. Shoot. If it's still got a hammer I can hit with it, it'll work. Amen? A fool, you can't do much with him. Period. Pretty well done. Amen? I want to be a tool for God. God has promised to provide for you if only you give your life to Him. Amen? Give your life to Him. I don't want to be like the rich fool. How many understood the parable today? Did we get it? I was ugly, right? Good, good. Let's stand together. Come on. Praise God. Amen? Thank you. We got it, God.